Okay, so yesterday we were discussing, the roots of Malchus, and this thing we're building up to the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. So, of course, we started with the antithesis of the Rambam in terms of HaPorish Midarchei HaTzibur, somebody who basically is observant, right? He's not in violation of the Averos, and the diuk that we had in the Rambam is Eino Osa Mitzvos Bichlalam. He does mitzvos. He keeps the 248 mitzvos to say he keeps a mitzvah derabanan, but he doesn't identify as a member, as the Rambam says, of Adas Yisrael, so the person forfeits their chelek in Olam Haba. So we were contrasting them, right? Yehuda and these parshios, what Yehuda really demonstrates is Anochi Arvenu Miyadi Tevakshenu. So we saw that the notion of Arevos has like a one meaning when it comes to, you know, saving somebody's life, like he was trying to do with Binyamin, because Pidyon Shruyim, the Rambam says, that's also a din in Pikuach Nefesh. That's why you Mechal Shabbos, if you have a legitimate chance to be Podes HaShavoy. We saw that there's another expression of the din of Arevos when it comes to mitzvah. So here's a fundamental difference between Birchas Hananin and Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, Birchas Hananin, technically one person who's getting Hana can be Motzi, as long as there's a, you know, Motzi everybody else, as long as there's a Chabura, and he's having them in mind, they're having him in mind, and they're able to really carefully pay attention. That's why it's Lifnei Asidut and not Besocha Asuda. But when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah, so Aval Pisha Yatza, even though he fulfilled his obligation 1,000 times, right, this comes up every Rosh Hashanah, somebody's going around, right? And he's, going around and people are not capable necessarily of making the bracha on the shofar, especially if you're dealing with a man and not dealing with a woman. So he makes the bracha again for them and there's no problem. So Rashi explains that's based on the principle of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeba Zeba Mitzvah. So the Bitva was very fascinated by this idea. And he's like, what exactly does that mean, the Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeba Zeba Mitzvah? So if you look in the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses the notion of Arevos, so the Gemara means is that I can get whacked. That if Gavi does something that he shouldn't do, we're giving the most theoretical and hypothetical case imaginable. Yeah, that's why we chose you, Gavi. Right? So if Gavi does something that he shouldn't do, so then I can get whacked for it because there's Arevos, especially once Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. And that's a machlokas in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, but we understand that at least once we cross the Yarden, that there's Arevos in terms of the fact that I can be whacked for something that somebody else did. So what exactly does it mean when Rashi says, ah? Okay, so the Ritva wanted to know, what does it mean, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeba Zeba Mitzvah? So the Ritva had such a fascinating interpretation of this. Why do I get to make the bracha again, right? Making a bracha that you shouldn't make, so that it can implicate a very serious Isser. Ilan, which Isser am I referring to? Right, which then falls back into... Yeah, excellent. So the Ritva says, Perish kol birchas ha-mitzvah, seventh source, Aval pishi yatzimot, shava pisha mitzvah smutalos al kol echad, right? I responsibly make a mitzvah, right? Ilan has a responsibility to make a mitzvah. Mr. Rosenbaum has a responsibility to make a bracha on the mitzvah. So Aval pishi ha-mitzvah smutalos al kol echad, harei kol Yisrael ha-revim zelazah, v'kulan kiguf echad, ucha-arev ha-parei achov chaveros. So let's leave aside this last image for a second, when somebody doesn't have the wherewithal, they don't have the assets to really inspire confidence in a creditor to sign to take on a certain amount of debt. So you get a third party involved, you get an arev, a guarantor, somebody that's going to stand in the breach in that way. But this expression of v'chulam kiguf echad, that it's true that we all have our individual responsibilities, but we all carry kind of a dual identity, the Ritva says, that it looks like Ezra Leibowitz has a separate body than me. That's true on some level. But in a halachic sense, that's not entirely true, okay? And we're all part of like the Guf Echad. So what the Ritva is really suggesting is that the reason that when it comes to Birchos HaMitzvah, even if I already made the bracha on shofar 1,000 times or whatever it was, and I'm reading the Megillah for my 18th time for the day because this person is homebound and not going to be able to say the bracha, so I'm going to recite the bracha on their behalf or whatever it is. So in that situation, Kulam Ki Guf Echad. So what's the Ritva really driving? And he says, what Rashi understood is the following. It's not really that I fulfilled my obligation, right? Because if it's kulam kegof echad, and part of the body hasn't fulfilled its obligation, right? So if oxygen is circulating in the body, and it's not circulating for whatever reason, a person has a clot. So then what happens? The blood doesn't get down to the leg. So that means that the entire organism is in trouble. So what the Ritva thought, maybe that Rashi meant, in terms of this whole idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeba Zeba Mitzvos, is that if Ezra hasn't fulfilled his obligation in shofar, Megillah, whatever it is, then I haven't fully fulfilled my obligation. So the reason I'm able to say a bracha is not just the Torah said, well, I can be a nice guy, and there's sort of this mutuality agreement. But no, since we're all part of Guf Echad, right, on some fundamental level, that means that I haven't really fulfilled my full obligation. So that's an amazing idea. So that means that there are really two dinim that I carry with respect to every single mitzvah that I could possibly be obligated in. That's like a an incredible concept. Okay, yeah. So that's the Ritva's take on this idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh B'Mitzvah. So let's get to the fundamental issue here in the Rambam, going back to the case of Arevos that was discussed in the Chumash in this week's parasha. Beginning of Ki Avdecha Raves Hanarim Avi Lemarim Lo Avi Enu Elecha VeChatasi Lo Avi Kol Yimim. How does the Rambam understand the Arevos as it applies to Hatzalas Nefasha? So this is something that I think is a very important diuk. So the Rambam says this is the Lav 297 of the 365. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. Usually make jokes. Okay, so the Rambam says the following. A mitzvah reish tzadizai, and somebody will tell me what the Rambam thinks the Isser is when it comes to Arevos. He says, Yiranu mihisrashel behatzalas nevashachan miyisrael, kshinerehu besakana samavis o ahev seid vielanu yicholas latzilo. So this is, first of all, an amazing idea that lo samod al dam reyach, which we'll talk about, basically applies not just when somebody's in physical danger, but when somebody's in monetary danger as well. That's because we value people's money so much. Remember that Maimer Chazal, Tzadikim Chavim Leinu Mamonim Kegufam Shein Poshtin Yadayim Begezel, because they don't steal from other people. So if you can't drown, so that's committing suicide. You're not allowed to commit suicide. If you can't swim, then that's considered committing suicide. You can't do that. But assuming that you have the skill set to save the person, so you have to incur a certain amount of personal risk, because there's a possibility that you'll drown if a tidal wave comes. But if there's some reasonable chance in the post-kim debate, what are we talking about? 20%, 30%, 40%? How much risk do you have to incur? That's beyond the scope of this Rambam. That's for later discussions. Oh yeah, goy mishadal hargo v'nachnuchal levatel machshavaso litchos mimenu nizko, or to prevent even financial damage. Uvaz haray mimana latzilo be'amar yisala lo samod al dam reyacha. This is Yisra lo samod. Uklaram roshamish yichbosh edush techaleo gam kein zos hasarek yiroa malchon chamamon chaveru oved vu yacholach zero elav be'amaro ha'emes. So again, the Rambam says, let's say you know Edus, that Ilan really is owed $1 million by me. And you don't give that Edus, right? So how many Edim that's going to require? An Ed Echad is Mechai Veshua and Mamon. Shnayim Edim can be Motzi and Mamon. So let's say there's another guy that's willing to testify. I don't want to testify because somebody's afraid of offending me that I owe the money. So that's also an Issa Darais of Lo Samad Al Dam Reyachad, because we assume that includes Mamon as well. Fascinating, okay? No, it also implicates a different pasuk. V'lashon sifra minayin shimata yodea leidus shedat harash leishtok alav tamad lomar lo salmud adam reyachim minayin memriso so tovea banar listen boim lav v'chayi roa ba'olav ata chayiv latzilo tamad lomar lo salmud adam reyachim minayin lerodev achavir lehorgo shata chayiv latzilo benavsho tamad lomar lo salmud adam reyachim. Basically what we have here are three different cases, and all of them need to be stated. One of them is the chiddush that lo samad al dam reyach applies to mamon. One of them is simply a case that lo samad al dam reyach applies to when somebody's life is in danger. The third is lo samad al dam reyach applies to when somebody's life is in danger and it might require you taking somebody else's life. Three different applications of lo samad al dam reyach. Okay, so we'll come back to that. But what was the chiddush, the greatest chiddush of all in the Rambam? What's the mechayiv of lo samad al dam reyach? What are you really chayiv for? So most people think it's the totzah. If I don't testify, if I don't try to save him, if I don't get jump into the water. So that's not what the Rambam says. And this is the Rambam L'shita, so you see the Rambam the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says, a mitzvah reish tzadizayin, hishe ziranu mehisrashel be'atzalas nefesh echad miyisrael k'shanirer b'zakana samavis. Let's say eventually I get around to it. Well, let's say eventually somebody else saves him. So, but I'm not guilty? No. Hisrashlus means that a person demonstrates a lack of zrizus. It's basically the antonym of zrizus. So it's very possible, in my opinion, that the Rambam would say that a person sees that, let's say, God forbid, Mr. Strassman is in danger, okay? And, the guidance department is besieged, and people are throwing tear gas, and you can get him inside. You've got a gas mask. You can go through. You can extract him. You can get out of there. But you say, you know what? I'm going to do it, but I've got to get to the vending machine first. I'm going to need a Diet Coke before I do this. That's Hisrashlos. That's Hisrashlos. So that's a very important concept when it comes to Lo Samad Al Dam Reyachah. So we'll continue to talk about this, God willing, at least on Monday as we go forward in the Rambam. Okay, very good.